Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Arguello. Batting second. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting third. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Russell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Freddie Tolliver. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Freddie Tolliver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Luis Arguello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arguello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Virgil and he is out, Samuel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Say moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Say tags and scores. Hebner tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Sandberg, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Tolliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aguayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Aguayo. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Davis reaches second base with a double. Moreland goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Samuel moves to third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston misplays the ball. That's an error on Dunston. Samuel scores. Schmidt moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Schmidt moves to third. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schmidt tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aguayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Freddie Tolliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aguayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston bunts, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolliver fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tolliver. Dernier moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Kent Tech Ulva now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Say hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schmidt for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Jeltz now playing shortstop. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schmidt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. Two outs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Kent Tech Ulva. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Shipanoff now pitching. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunston strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Samuel bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-3 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jelt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Chris Spear now playing third base. Billy Hatcher now playing center field. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.